once you get that journeyman certificate, it isn't like you're in the military, right? You can leave if you want to and go do something else in your life, right? In fact, the beauty of it is that if you decide to go to school at that point, you know, you could use your trade to help pay for it. You could do, there's some programs, some cases, the carpenters will, I'm saying this, I'm paraphrasing this viewpoint, but the carpenters, if you get to be a third year apprentice in the carpenters and you're doing really, really well, they will send you to Las Vegas, house you in this great housing situation, feed you and put you in this massive training facility to learn how to become a job superintendent. So you a job construction superintendent, construction manager, project manager, because they see the need for it in the trades. Now you can go to school and do that as well. At University of Chico State has a great program for that as well, if you don't want to do the union route. But you know, you have those two options, right, to do those things. And so the trades are recognizing that people need choices. And there's a really great company in town, Granite Rock, that you hire with them. And sometimes you can be a union person and sometimes you can't be. Sometimes you're not gonna be a union person, but you can say, you know, I'm tired of this job. Can I change jobs? And they'll help educate you, you know, within their own thing. So that it's limitless. The one thing I wanted to say is that one of the problems they're having in the unions is the average age of a joining apprentice is like 28 years old. You know, and the reality is if you joined at 18 and stuck it out, you'd be retiring at 48, a 30-year retirement.
So right? This is like people are kind of maybe joining as like a second career or something?
Yeah. There's just one gentleman I met, he was head of one of the unions. I'm trying to be less specific here, but he had a degree in environmental studies and he realized that there was no work for him at that time. He waited like 2 years for work, nothing he could do. And somebody said, hey, we're going to join the electricians. We want to come. He goes, well, what the heck? When I talked to him, he was now the head of the apprenticeship training program. Electricians, yeah.
And then, you know, hopefully like his education served him too in his career.
I'd be the first person to say, let's have free college education, right? I'm absolutely the first person to say that and figure out how to do it because yes, people need a chance to explore, but they don't need to walk away with a huge debt.
Yeah.
You know, that's why, I mean, I think Cabrillo is a good option in this town because you can do it much cheaper. You can do your exploration at least three of my children did their explorations at Cabrillo College and came away with their directions based on